So I'm going to read the last two sets from Black Pond 8.
Excellent.
And we can talk about where it comes from in terms of the design of it later, if you like. But so it's about four pages, but they're quite short. And I'm not going to read the stanza numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the seventh, sir. The logos of the house, our last glacier, the bogus offered now, our luck luster, the rotation of swelling, our eaten property, a flotation powered smelting of street and poverty. Ingoing blankness resonates in a scatter, ingrown fracture percolates in chatter, flown fragrance perceived in matter. In gone blankness recurs in a shatter, light through a glass section of the office door. Ingoing rankness blurs in a tatter, with coloured blankets and clothes stretched. Ongoing frank mess slews into textile, wit bothered plan chests and bathes the fetched. Onto grobank mist lures into sex mile, into grounding fixed smears into flux style. Over a dome constructed of sticks, flicker of orange light through glass. Intermittent rounding, pixelated shears, intermittent fax file. Rover a dawn erupted off tricks, ricochet a range bright too fast. Splitter of a range flight through grass. Bitten sounding, elated more bitten foxtail. Rebound and strange, fright of the vast. Proffered in angled retrospection, attribute top fondle the path septic, a rip-off strongs the electric, a strip stop towards the majestic. And the last set is eight, called set eight. The logic of our ecology, our continued disgrace, a recurrent and strained bite of the blast, a pit cough rewards this electric, gloom of formless matter, a skip to wrongs our expected, a striped top rewinds our prophetic, room forlorn scent scatter, strew of newborn clatters. To think we could burn and survive, together in open, to gather an apron, shift rough prize of the effect, rift tougher prize the asset, doom of torn spent tatter, boom of worn event matters. On the brink wood burnt and hived, assembled light lictum as resembled lightning, the tragic of our keeping, our mingled displace, repeated and trained to sight our past, dwelling born of dents in bitter, into the darkest corner of the revulsion, stew of new sawn batters, in the sink we could learn and hive, recover in ocean, discover a notion, the trajectory of thrown our symboled pace, restated and brained foresight and farce, into the sharpest burden of the propulsion, flotation powered smelting of street and poverty. To prink we should discern and derive, toggle innovation, boggle imitation, ingoing blackness resonates in a scatter, elated and strained before fight and pass, been through raspest weight of the expulsion, a plate motion shout, melting replete with novelty. That's it.
Doom engine. Bloodletting heats pieced out catchy with scratch iron scribal and nil potent adrenal fatigues in scenic lifting. Take vitamin, so optioned, cashless, goth optimist jabbing such tender red. Roro helix humidities closing, turnstiles mosaic and seven in smug brooming so hollowed out scene. No free movement with stop and search. Singe this arctic megafaunal struck from gestures, pigging no cordial mint vapors enter soured London spits like here some dud busting, breathe deeply in skid. head lice instead. What syntax, drubbing counter, total sorbets, limbic for glowing, more blaring, knuckle tightly in dust sheets, backing it rich. You know this wrong turn decades keenly, blip buzzing through timelines affirmed. Sized piglet, historic, these tanning neons, plugged sedate like squares, nervous falling, my ears flaked in chambered pairs, in fact, possessed. Say it pitting, rigged private out, flapping our burns. Messed foothold swims, partied, blowing lights out at speed. Click Mysterio, so falsely for kicks. Boris Johnson is dead already, but not yet. Not deep enough in just dumb oozing. Grape jollies, giddy catching, matched and wave this hell trending. Open spritzers, the sober margin seems puffed axial, raining Fridays, Lent tarmac sick. South cream headbang, the fizz flat lining, windswept crease in stunned outing, nostalgic my grounding, tanked duly this sweat. No bandwidth feigns likeness to this stress, muskier waist hammered in bits. Is it rhythm working former postures to shreds, tendon neck crunch alien, so thorough with poison and boiling executive. Burst hiding, legit routine, greased thinly, wink hard hat again remotely contained. Tuft hand wave greets tersely that neighborhood rim, ascending toothpaste to high vis instead. Light sweeties, it's mostly peace, calmer from garbage to play, no joke, turbos, theta like clubbering thumb, crosstalk on raffle meat extras, huffed. Returning brush hazy, low caliber daybreak engines it biffed. Talent ricochets that creamy in superdome speech, fine nothing, voice trumpets, can we get out of here? Logic inverse meme languish, what is dormant today? Rando hotfix shrinking its stubbed crispy, we're speeding so pungent and sugary. Hemoglobin counting twinned this muted, buck up to ruffle it, crooked as safe as obvious is. Bits subject onerous kid, charm wardrobe befola, backtracking impulse derided. Ding. Mattress optics block vision to stairs, care often pebbled, slings grazed knees to blue rubber on fence. Shelled roadside calculus from classic chicken punchline to wrench. No sins but the rich. Uplift tightly broken, the knots turn blinding to sweats. What hardest charge vacant feeding dry patch to sediment here? Unnerving zone, this pratfall decoy like redefined terms propelling evades that lively. Disperso sunken stomach curb in hand rolled the vouchers displayed. Badge floating select gulp then slides the further it gets repeating this quiet. Say miasmic tendon nursing insects to health, but bury it. Mock zesty filing the fructose to crown that's prepared, administered. Hope you're okay.
Wow. Should I go?
Go for
yeah.
it.
I'm going to read three poems from the newest thing, which is called Unspeakable Patterns of the House. These are just three of the poems that were up on Tentacular magazine. And they don't have, or they have titles, but the titles are blacked out, so I won't read them. In giving a name to the relic of an exploded star, let us juxtapose the word clerical with the word psychoanalysis. Gritty little relic, like a pebble in the brogue or a language of vignettes and hyperlinks. So very British, this particular pulsar, stiff in the quartz and fretting its skeezy entrails. Some people can glitch right into your happy medium, leaving the remnants to suck up a teaspoon of neutrino pulp heavier than 58 million refrigerators. For instance, a man checks envelopes before posting them to ensure he hasn't carelessly placed his daughter inside. Cool story, bro, but we've heard it all before from Freud, except his version had flower pots and a clockwork vagina. But wait, let's for a minute assume that not everything wants you dead. Glitch interval as the star shudders itself liquid. Here, a vortex scenario of doors and other forms of admission. Oh, Jeremy Taylor, you old hack, scrupulously eating moths you can't digest. Sure, doubt is wedged in the body like the large Magellanic cloud, but in the time it takes to manufacture a kink in the orbit so small and inexact that it cannot correct itself, a committee of highly efficient business people decide to table the issue and move on. Perhaps you, constant human person, feel like a four-dimensional space-time worm made up of sequential portions. Perhaps you feel like a rotted pulse of light reflected from a mirror back towards its own dreadful upwelling. Maybe you consider yourself mistaken in the belief that all temporal fragments, lungs, phosphenes, not secreted proteins, entrepreneurs like, for instance, business mogul Elon Musk, are all simple three-dimensional items. It's not a question of is or isn't. Imagine yourself stretched across 100 years of time, every damn moment a new and obstinate someone sloughed off in hot pink twangs, a new and creepy little consciousness unpackaged, flailing and dying every second. How would you breathe in these accidental skins? This is not my revision. This is not my dummy payload. Augustine of Hippo insisted that the present is a knife blade placed somehow exactly between. He was wrong. The present is a death entity running amok in the biolab ingesting various drugs. Be sure to feed it banknotes if you want a Model 3 sedan in the afterlife. You probably don't know why you suddenly think of monarch butterflies while shopping. The word synapse derives from the Greek meaning to clasp together, a kissing configuration. How many spheres can kiss passionately in four dimensions? Even your interneurons are organisms of the market. Do you love commerce, my little nasty? Biological payloads yield usable data. Albert II, the first primate in space, died on impact, leaving a 10-foot-wide crater in the ground. The other Alberts, 1, 3, 4, 5, suffocated, blasted to bits, crashed back to Earth, even the 6th, renamed to deflect bad luck, baked in the desert in his space capsule. It is in situations such as this that a doorknob is a kind of religion. Some things shine like eyes, but are not eyes. Sea urchins, gypsy moth, eggs, snails, brine, shrimp, crickets, a well-disciplined corpse, a tiny thorn-shaped stone 1/24th of an ounce. We could make long feathery lists all day long, curl our toes 100 times for each foot every night, just like Tesla did. Accept objects only in multiples of 3. Clean our orifices for at least 20 minutes. Autobiographies are, by nature, plastiglomerate. What holds the debris together is synthetic and malleable. Our cells eat and they learn to accept. And a wavering star slits to plasma in the X-ray universe where everything is erratic.